them riches and intrinsic in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them beat and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador and servant to the Rastafari movement. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org, for the recording date of Sunday, June the 9th, 2013. So we confess to the Most High that we bought into the Republican or the Democratic Party line. We used to buy into division of the human family, polytheism, but now we are true monotheists. We are many parts, but we are one. We are many gods and goddesses, children of the Most High Father God and Mother Goddess, but we are all absolutely one. We are I and I. I is just I outside of I and I as one iration, one ianity, one liberty. So we profess. It says, thou wast angry with me. To be angry, to be displeased, to breathe hard, to be angry. That was how the Most High saw us when we were polytheists and divided the human family and justified warfare and bloodshed and death, hell, and destruction. You see, the Republicans and the Democrats practice polytheism, the division of the human family, so that they can justify killing a portion and have the backing of another portion. The word angry is anaph, 599 Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Thou wast angry with me, but thine anger is turned away. This other word anger is af, 639, nostril, nose, face, anger, as if someone is breathing hard because they're so angry, right? Like animals. Like a bull is about to do some destruction, so he breathes hard and scratches the earth. So this is the description that we're given concerning the anger of the Most High. But that anger is turned away, to turn back, to return unto, to go back as of dying. So that anger is now dying and turned away. To turn from evil. So you may say, well, the Most High was about to do some hard punishment, which to us is evil. So all of that is turned away. Why? Because we are now the perfect embodiment of Jesus the Christ. We are Yahushua in human flesh. Prophecy of the Rastafari is fulfilled. Babylon is fallen. This is prophecy concerning that day that the Rastafari preach day and night. The true Rastafari men and women, the true Rastafari elders, men and women, sisters and brothers, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. It says, and thou comfortest me. The word comfort, 5162, Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, nakam, it means to be sorry, to console, to repent, to regret, to comfort, be comforted, to comfort one's self, to console, to have compassion. In Islam, the most beneficent, the most merciful, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we're having consolation now. We are the poor working class masses of the people, and we were being buffeted about by colonialism, slavery, exploitation, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, implementing a wicked system of eugenics. Eugenics, which is the destruction of the poor working class masses of the people. So we were in need of comfort from the Most High, but we had to rid ourselves, and we have to rid ourselves of corruption, of this mentality of slavery, death, hell, destruction, warfare, bloodshed, polytheism, division of the human family, and come back to the eye as Bunny Wheeler. Neville O'Reilly Livingstone, Bunny Wheeler, said, the concept of I, which is oneness, which is true monotheism. We are many. We are many people, many races, many ethnicities, two genders, male and female, many ages. We have the functions of brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers and uncles and aunts and cousins and so on and so forth. The Most High, Jehovah, Yahweh, is father and mother, but acting as one, acting truly monotheistically. But the politics of the day are polytheistic. They divide I from I and say you and I, which is the spirit of Apollyon, the devil. Bunny Wheeler, Neville O'Reilly Livingston said in the song Armageddon. So we come back and say oneness, monotheism in this reality of oneness of I and creation and the Most High and the human family. So now, because we have become the perfect embodiment of Yahushua, Christus, that power and anointing to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor and bring truth, justice, and righteousness, Ma'at, to this earth, we receive comfort and consolation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. See? Verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He is become my salvation. Behold, let's go over this now. Behold God. This word is El in the African Hebrew language. 410 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means God, God-like, the mighty one, mighty men, men of rank, mighty heroes, angels. That is the positive side. On the wicked side, it can mean a false god, demons, okay, imaginations. So let's use that right quickly. You see, in Syria right now, in the halls of the government of the United States of North America, Senator McCain and the Republican Party and the Bilderberg Group and the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. You see, they have this philosophy of outright killing and destruction and death and hell. And they want American boots, American soldiers on the ground in Syria, slaughtering, killing, raping, and destroying our poor working class sisters and brothers of Syria. That is that side of the killing doctrine. Obama has another killing doctrine. It is the Zbigniew Brzezinski side. This was the Zbigniew Brzezinski was the security advisor under Jimmy Carter. And Zbigniew Brzezinski, he says, you know what? Let other nations go forth and kill. Create Al-Qaeda. Create al-Nusra with the CIA. Use drone warfare. Use drone bombs and assassinate leaders by using special operations forces like the Navy SEAL 6 team that continues to suffer death because they dared to come out and tell some of the truth of what they have been doing. See, Zbigniew Brzezinski likes that type of killing. He doesn't want to see American foot soldiers and American troops literally in Syria. He wants to use proxy. The Republicans, they want to have America's troops on the ground like the Bush administration did in Iraq and various places. So these are the minds of demons. These are the minds of vain imaginations and vain gods and false gods and false goddesses, because you have women that buy into this wicked reality like Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin and women of that ilk. That's the Republican side. But you have Susan Powers and you have Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. You see, both of these are they who love killing, just different tactics. So Senator McCain in the Senate House saying, yeah, I like you, Obama, for now supporting Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra even more so than before. But this is Senator McCain talking. But he says we need forceful support. We need even greater support. He's pushing for foot soldiers. He's pushing for American soldiers and foot soldiers on the ground in Syria to kill and destroy. You see, either way you look at this, from a panoramic view, full spectrum spiritual view, using Jehovah Yahweh as your guide, using Yahshua Mashiach as your guide, using truth, justice, and righteousness and the principles and tenets of life and existence for all as your guide, we can see that these are false gods and false goddesses. We can see that these are demons, vain imaginations in human flesh. But in that day, we shall say that God, what does that verse say? Behold, God is my salvation. This means that the Most High will be in you and me as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and we with the true spirit of Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, having the principles of life and existence as our guide, will be our salvation. What does that word salvation mean? 3:4, 4:4, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is the feminine of Yahushua. Now remember, Yahushua is the masculine. That's the man you read about in your scripture. Yahushua is four syllables. The accent on the third syllable, Yahushua. But this, and that word means Yahweh is salvation. And we've broken down the deep meanings of that word. But here we have the word salvation coming through the sacred feminine, Yahshua, which is three syllables. You see, in the African Arabic and African Hebrew language, the mother and father of the African Arabic and African Aramaic language, African Hebrew, then you get African Aramaic, then you get the African Arabic, but then you go out and say African Kemet and African Ethiopian, we see the attributes and characteristics of the Most High through the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. So salvation through the male, Yahushua, and salvation through the female and the sacred feminine, Yahshua. Three syllables, This is a feminine word, feminine noun. What does this word mean? Salvation, deliverance, welfare, not welfare as we have been taught welfare negatively, but let's hit this word welfare and see exactly what it means. The health, happiness, and fortunes of a person or group. So we, the poor working class masses of the people of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, have been denied health, denied happiness, and denied fortune. We've been denied having equal access to the universe, land, wealth, resources, health, wealth, prosperity, knowledge, wisdom, overstanding, health care, healthiness, education, all that we need to be a full human being. So in that day, God is our salvation, meaning we, the gods and the goddesses, will become mighty men and women, having the tenets of Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahuwah, in our consciousness, the tenets of Yeshua in our consciousness. We will be the embodiment of salvation and deliverance and health and prosperity and deliverance and salvation and victory. We will have the victory. And this word Yeshua is rooted in Yasha 3, 4, 6, 7. Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary means to save, to be saved and delivered, to be liberated. We're talking about liberation theology. Yasha is a verb. This is the work that we will do. Men and sacred masculine Yeshua, excuse me, Yahoshua, and then also the sacred feminine and women doing the work as Yeshua. So you see Yahoshua, the sacred masculine, doing the work of liberation, and Yeshua, the sacred feminine, doing the work of liberation. And so the gods and the goddesses, El Elohim, remember that word Elohim? Gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So we will do this work of Yahushua. And here we see the word Yeshua. We will have health, wealth, and prosperity in the hands of all the masses of the people international. It says, I will trust and not be afraid. The word trust is to trust, to have confidence, to be bold, to be secure, to make secure, to feel safe, to be careless. Look at the situation today. Look at how we can't trust the politicians. We can't trust our religious leaders. We can't sometimes even trust ourselves. But in that day, when we become the new names of Jesus the Christ, when we become Yahushua Mashiach in our flesh, when we perfectly embody the principles and tenets of Yehovah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yehovah, when we become Hillel, Selassie, Rastafari, the might, power, glory of the Holy Trinity, and the head creator, and head without fear, when we become trustful of each other, when we can be true friends and sisters and brothers of each other, when we can walk the streets in the day and the night, when we can walk and be not afraid, when we can trust and be not afraid. The word be not afraid is 6342 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, pakad. It means fear and tremble, revere and dread, be in awe or dread. And this word dread has to do with being absolutely, terribly, and terrifically afraid, frightened, horror, terror, scared of something horrible and horrid.
And we know that the Rastafari say dreadlocks because to Babylon they fear I and I. To Babylon, we are a fear to Babylon because we fulfilled the prophecy. Whether you have the dreadlocks literally or not. But we, as the African Hebrew Israelite nation in this time, fulfilled the prophecy of destroying this Babylon system and making it so that we don't have to fear and dread anymore, sisters and brothers all over the earth. This is our work, that in that day, which can be this day, we will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord, Jehovah, is my strength. And the word Lord here is translated as Yah, 3050 Hebrew side. You take the Y, put a J, you get Jah. But the African Hebrew, no J, there's the Y there. So it's Yah. And this is the shortened form of Jehovah or Jehovah or Jehovah. So we say Yah. This is one of the proper names of the Most High. Right here you see them say J, E, and Jah, all right? Jehovah, Jehovah, you can say, right? And then Yah, Yahovah, because Jehovah is 3068, and it is Yahovah. We say Yahweh, but Yahovah or Yahweh, this is the existing one. So existing is living. To exist is to live, to have life. So we're talking about the principles of existence and life. Yehovah is my strength. And the word strength is 5797 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This is a masculine noun. And this word means might and strength, and it means material or physical strength, and it means personal, social, and political strength. You see, sisters and brothers, the scripture is politics. The scripture is social. The scripture is personal. The scripture is physical. The scripture is material. Yehovah Yahweh. Yah Yehovah. Yah Yahweh. Jah Javeh is our strength. Materially, we need material strength. You need land, wealth, and resources. You need to be healthy. You need education and knowledge and wisdom. You need to be strong materially. The babies have a human God goddess right to every material strength that is needed that they may grow to be strong youth and grow to be strong adults and grow to be not just that, but grow to be full and complete and strong gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, Rastafari, Jesus Christ, new name in this day and time. To become the new names of Jesus Christ, the new names of Yahushua, Hamashiach in this time. You need material. You need some of this land, wealth, and resources. You need equal access to the universe. The word is also meaning, once again, physical strength. You see, eugenics, which is the philosophy of this system, says that you are genetically inferior, that your physical structure is genetically inferior to the genetical superiority of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, House of Rothschilds, the 13 families, the Oppenheimers, and so on. So they do not want you and I to have physical strength or material strength, so they deny the masses equal access to the universe and creation, deny the masses to equal access to health care and education and land wealth and resources. But this scripture is saying that you have a right to have Yehovah strength, Yehovah material strength, Yahweh physical strength. We must be strong spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And the word Yahweh is existence and life. So we're talking about the tenets and principles of Yahweh, Yehovah, which are the tenets and principles of life. This system is predicated and run on the principles and tenets of death, hell, and destruction, warfare, bloodshed, colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. Personal strength. The word strength here is personal strength. Everything you need as a person. Everything you need as a person to be strong is your God-given, goddess-given, human God-goddess right. Social strength for the society. Some may call it socialism. Some may call it communalism. You say social, you say community, but what does a society need to be strong? You see, we must become Yahushua and administer strength to the society based on the tenets and principles of Yahweh, Yahuwah, which is life and existence for the human family. Political strength. You have to have political strength, because if we don't have political strength, we'll be like MSNBC arguing on behalf of Obama, the Obama administration, supporting his way of killing and destroying human beings through drone warfare, through assassinations, and using special ops forces like Navy SEAL Team 6 and the CIA and the FBI. Or we will buy into the Republican, the way they administer death, hell, and destruction, by supporting American boots on the ground in Syria. You have to have political strength. And it does not do to say we as religious people are apolitical, don't get involved in politics. No, because your silence gives strength to either the Democrats or the Republicans. The scripture is saying you must have political strength. And our political strength is buttressed by the principles of Yahweh, Yahuwah, which are the principles of existence and life for every human being, no matter we race, class, ethnicity, religion, creed, age, gender. So, political strength. Did you know that, sisters and brothers? And my song. The word song is 2176, song of praise, song, music, and melody. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, 2176, Zimroth. It means to sing a song of praise to song and music and melody. Now, the word praise, I want to hit that again. Let me see. I want to make a point, my sisters and brothers, that will show we as African people. Our praise. Let's see. Wait a minute, sisters and brothers, wait a minute. One of these words had to do with praise according to mathematics. I can't find it right now because I want to move on. But one of these words having to do with praise had to do with praise according even to mathematics. Is it Zimroth? I can't see it right now, sisters and brothers. But one of these words had to do, once again, with praise. Is this it? The root of the word praise is in Zamar. 2167, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means to sing, sing praise, make music, play instruments, sing properly, sing according to rhythmical numbers. And so we see music, and we see mathematics, we see dance, and we see song, and we see instruments, and we see mathematics, and you can see how music divided by the use of mathematics, by the use of numbers, 4x4 or 8x8. You that are musically inclined and know how to read music, you know how numbers and mathematics play an important part. Is it integral? Integral part in music. This is African. The Africans were the first to discover mathematics in the universe and apply mathematics to the construction of civilization and society and use mathematics in music. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.